And now for something completely different.
If your AWS bill is too high, I've got something you should try. Famous cost effective. Don't you ever forget it. I said famous cost effective. Why don't you get it, get it, get it, get it?
Good morning, AWS, and welcome to the AWS Morning Brief. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. More to come this week on reInvent, ideally Wednesday, but we'll see. I have a post that gives some thoughts on it. But that's to come. Let's talk about what happened last week. Amazon CloudWatch Synthetics supports visual monitoring. Does this site suddenly look different to you means that you cannot effectively deploy this to monitor anything inside the AWS console because that thing changes all the time. Amazon EC2 auto-scaling enhances instance refresh with configuration checks, launch template validation, and Amazon Event Bridge notifications. Wow, auto-scaling apparently no longer closes its eyes and randomly whacks servers. I'm incredibly interested in 2015. Amazon EKS now supports Multus. Multus is, of course, a 9-year-old basset hound, and he is a very good boy. Amazon SageMaker Pipelines now supports invoking AWS Lambda functions. SageMaker Pipelines is now declared feature complete, as anything it doesn't do can be made the customer's problem with a condescending, just use a Lambda function. Announcing Amazon CloudWatch cross-account alarms. The, wait a minute, customers have multiple accounts? Realization has finally made it to the CloudWatch team. Oh, happy day. Announcing Amplify Geo, developer preview, for AWS Amplify. There sure were a lot of teams working on location stuff over the past year of not leaving our houses. AWS Cloud 9 introduces new features to browse CloudWatch logs, S3, and use EC2 instance profiles. Enhancements to Cloud 9 are great, but it's still Cloud 9. It should instead aspire to be GitHub Codespaces. AWS Copilot now supports custom domain names for app runner services and other enhancements, but there's still no decent way to say, I have a container that listens on two ports. Catch important moments in sports with 5G and AWS Wavelength. Okay, Wavelength seems cool, but how do I use it has been my burning question for a while now. This post starts to answer it via sports analogies. Expiring Amazon S3 objects based on last access date to decrease costs. This is a great feature that is going to revolutionize how we... Oh, wait. Never mind. It's a solution that requires a whole bunch of building it myself from matchsticks such as Athena, EventBridge, Lambda's function, and other assorted nonsense. Just make it a checkbox, please. This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at Chaos Search. You could run Elasticsearch or Elastic Cloud or OpenSearch, as they're calling it now, or a self-hosted Elk Stack. But why? Chaos Search gives you the same API you've come to know and tolerate, along with unlimited data retention and no data movement. Just throw your data into S3 and proceed from there as you would expect. This is great for IT operations folks, for app performance monitoring, cybersecurity. If you're using Elasticsearch, consider not running Elasticsearch. They're also available now in the AWS Marketplace if you'd prefer not to go direct and have half of whatever you pay them count toward your EDP commitment. Discover what companies like Klarna, Equifax, Armor Security, and Blackboard already have. To learn more, visit chaossearch.io. And tell them I sent you, just so you can see them facepalm yet again. AWS named as a leader for the 11th consecutive year in 2021 Gartner Magic Quadrant for Cloud Infrastructure and Platform Services, SIPS. This used to be called the Gartner IaaS Quadrant. They've been spending way too long around cloud people who get paid by the number of words they manage to shove into service names. How Comcast uses AWS to rapidly store and analyze large-scale telemetry data. Rapidly, or Comcast service appointment rapidly? There's a hell of a difference there. Real-time collaboration using Amazon Chime SDK messaging. I maintain that the worst part about the Chime SDK is its affiliation with the Chime messaging app. It's like SoftBank's ISIS wallet after the terror group later emerged. It's time for a rebrand. How a major manufacturer manages and monitors industrial devices and vehicles with AWS IoT. There's nothing quite as damning as a testimonial from a customer who says, above all else, you are not allowed to mention our name in conjunction with this service. It really sparks confidence there, doesn't it? And finally, Accenture promotes machine learning growth with world's largest private AWS Deep Composer Battle of the Bands League. When Accenture, of all people, does a better job of building hype and excitement around your product than you do, you'll have to forgive the rest of the industry as we wonder whether you just went ahead and secretly fired your entire marketing department years ago. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. Continue to make good choices.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.